Hello, this is Rusty.
Hi, is Larry there?
Don't have a Larry. We have a Jim.
Jim, yeah, sure. Is Jim
Is it
there?
Jim? He's not. I'm actually answering the phone in Farmington, but we own Durango Fire. What can I do help you with?
Okay. I was actually just looking to follow up with him here. I had him as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is that correct, or does anyone else usually handle that
No,
aspect?
he doesn't handle any of the finances for the company. So,
Does there happen to be like a controller or CFO or anything like that?
he's not here today.
He's not, okay. Yeah, I was actually just looking. Can I leave a message with you if that's all right? Or if there's a
Sure.
voicemail or anything?
He doesn't have a voicemail, but just leave me a message and I'll give it to him. What can I do?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. So my name is Hashem. That's Hashem, as in mother at the end. And I was calling from Cardiff. It's Cardiff, like Frank. And I was calling regarding some financing that was done last year for a working capital loan. And I was following up with him here on the offer that was sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not quite sure if he had a chance to see it or not,
He
but
sent it to Farmington Fire.
it was sent to Arrow Fire and Safety.
Arrow Fire and Safety, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. Is the address still the P.O. Box 2156?
Yes, but it's now Durango Fire Equipment, and it's
Durango
owned by
Fire.
a different owner.
Gotcha. So Larry must have been the previous owner then, huh? Gotcha. That would make a lot more sense then. But it was a pre-approval that was sent to the business for working capital as well. So in case that was planning on coming up at all, we have a match or beat policy on those. So if he was looking to, to either refinance or pick up another loan, we do offer a match or beat policy on those, so we can give him better terms and rates than what he was already getting.
You're
And
talking about Larry, right? Or the new
yes,
owner.
this was
Okay,
for
Larry,
Larry, but
I
it's
don't
for
even
the new
know him.
owner.
He doesn't even exist. Well, he exists, but he doesn't have anything to do with the business anymore.
Right. Yeah, right. So this would basically be just going out to the new owner of the business, since that's where we had sent it out to. But what's the name of the new owner? It's not Jim.
No, it's Randy.
Randy, okay. So yeah, I just wanted to, reach out to him, let him know that we're here. So if he is still looking to do something, I know as we approach the end of the year, a lot of people end up doing the finances for the business. So if that was something that was coming up, kind of wanted to talk to him about it, but
All right, I'll give him the message.
please do. And then if he, does get the time, my phone number is 858-252-1499.
252.
Great.
I'll pass it on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.